At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Why are you sitting there bored out of your mind? Especially when there's someone who would love to talk to you. Call and talk about your favorite places, your favorite activities, or your favorite anything. Look, being bored is a drag. Call 970-LIVE. It's $19.95 per call.
Not available in New Jersey. Only the 212-516-7894 area codes.
Call me tonight. I'd love to talk to you.
Is May 1991 and you have decided what to spend your surprise $300 on. Part of you, the part that knows your dad's job, might transport you to another city or state or country on less than a moment's notice, but you should put it straight into your savings account. You might need it if you end up in Prague and have to get it back to Vermont for your job as a summer camp counselor. Part of you wants to spend it on a cool new summer wardrobe so that the campers in your cabin won't think you're uncool or, worse than that, say that you're uncool to your face. And a tiny part of you got real loud. It said, "Diarist, right now no one in this weird town knows you. And no one here may ever know you if you're just another teen girl wearing standard looks from a standard regional department store while you go to and from the Square L convenience store getting your daily Mick Mantle candy bar. You need to spend this money on something exciting so that no one ever looks at you and thinks, what a big fat bore. You know, just like the quiz in the latest issue of your favorite magazine, which kind of made it seem like you might be." And that's how you ended up with your very own pet boa constrictor. But never mind that now. It's time to
listen to Sassy.
Can't wait to see what happens next with the diarist. So much setup in that intro. Wow.
She'll probably just forget about it.
Could be. Well, let's talk about the quiz.
Yeah.
Dave.
Quiz question highlight number one is question six. Sometimes I take alternative routes to school just for fun. Question six in the pop quiz, are you a big fat bore? Mm-hmm. The question is, do you mix it up by taking different routes? Mm-hmm. And okay, sure. At first glance, you're like, well, that's a stupid question. But here's the thing. I used to live in New York City and I used to go a different way to and fro each time. And it was great. Mm-hmm. And now that I live in Austin and there's like two ways to go to and fro, mm-hmm. kind of sucks and makes walks much more boring. So I don't know how much that makes me exciting or dynamic versus being a bore, but it sure makes the walk less boring. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a question for a flipped version of this quiz. Mm. I mean, does walking a different way make you less boring? I guess a little bit, but man, I miss just being able to go 15 different ways and seeing weird shit each time.
Well, I'll tell you, when I take the dogs out, I go a different way every time. I feel like that's more interesting for the dogs as well.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you have two, so maximum sweet. Three options to go true. A different way.
That is true. So you, what did you say? True or false?
Oh, well, it's true. Okay. Not just for fun, but just mm-hmm.
funsies.
Yeah. Pam, what do you got?
Question number seven, what is your favorite thing to do with a friend? Mm-hmm. Because number B is gush over, analyze, or trash the articles in Sassy. It is what I picked because aww. I recently found an hour's worth of footage where my sister and I are just sitting on the ground of my bedroom going through an issue of Sassy.
Wow.
Taking the quiz was like, you know, pick the best boy or the best girl and the body type and the hair. Mm-hmm. Just I haven't even watched it nor sent it to you mm-hmm. nor offered it up mm-hmm. to dear listeners because
yes. who knows?
What's going to happen? But the still shot is my sister in a Violent Femmes t-shirt standing in front of my Johnny Depp poster from Sassy.
Wow.
And a bunch of Sassies are behind her. Actually, my stack of original Sassies are behind her on the shelf. It's the sassiest thing I found.
So, but you don't know if it's an issue we've already talked about because you haven't watched it yet.
It is. I saw from scrolling image. So mm-hmm. I know it's the one where it's like, what's the body type you like? Where Nena Cherry's Eagle Eye Cherry brother ends up being one of the bodies.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Do you remember that? I mean, mm-hmm. men, look at that. Nothing more of the time than being grounded with your sister in your bedroom, going through Sassy for an hour while you record yourself on your VHS, because you know everyone's going to want to know what you had to say.
Wow.
In what a time. 1991. Mm-hmm.
Mine is, we're all clumped together here. Mine's number 8. The bus you're taking back from a visit to your friend at college breaks down. You are stuck in a hick town for 4 hours. Do you A, take this opportunity to explore? B, chat with the first unthreatening fellow passenger who talks to you? C, call your friends collect? I went with C, which was the closest to secret answer D, stick by the bus station so that the bus, whenever it comes, doesn't leave without you because you're paranoid of getting stuck somewhere. That would have been my answer then. That's also my answer now. Stay by the bus. You don't know what's going
to
happen.
No. You don't want to have to spend the night at the bus station.
No.
Yuck. No.
But I know that inevitably someone was going to talk to me. If I stay still, someone's going to talk to me.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that clip is from January of 1991. It is very timely.
Wow.
I found with my sister.
Okay.
Also, you're probably broken down in the town where I went to high school. So that was a hard one. I had to think about it. Don't explore. What are you exploring? No, stay by the bus.
Before we get into totals, I just want to say why I don't have a total ready for everybody is because right after question one, I'm like, this methodology is bullshit. It's Friday night. Mm-hmm. The party you were supposed to go to was canceled. Mm-hmm. What do you do instead? Hang out at home and eat Cheetos, or talk a dozen or so friends into going bowling, or invite a friend over and rent a movie. The biggest bore is Cheetos. That's where you get the most points for.
Yes.
And you get 0 points for going bowling with friends.
Yeah.
And C is right in the middle and rent a movie. I mean, it may just be me, but eating Cheetos at home is anything but a bore. It's an exciting event. You're like, well, you know, I've been, you know, trying not to eat snacks all the time. But, you know, this is the weekend. We're going to have some Cheetos and it's going to be great. I mean, is this a bore to me or am I a bore to other people? Because I tell you, when I crack open that bag of Cheetos, it's pretty dynamic scene.
The issue is you're pretending Cheetos. No, I'm sorry. In your reality, Cheetos is an event, not a nightly occurrence while you hang out at home.
Yeah. Right.
And grab the Cheetos, or in my case, the Charles chips in a can that was delivered by truck to your house twice a month. But you grab a big glass of whole milk with that, sit down, you watch all the kids in the hall you can mainline.
I'm just saying, I think me and Sassy have different ideas of what makes me boring. I'm not here to say I'm not boring. I enjoy being boring. It's how you slip through the cracks of the system.
I was going to say, I had a hard time with number 2 because it says you're going on a first date, fun, and you've been saddled with planning the evening's activities, more fun. This literally has never happened to me. So I had to guess, what would I choose? And I feel like all three of these are not, like, I bet you guessed. I bet you think I picked C, a bike ride and a picnic dinner under a full moon, but I didn't. I picked Monster Truck Demolition Rally because I would pick what I think he would want to do, not what I want to do.
Also, picnics suck.
There you go.
We don't talk about midnight.
Picnics sound great up until the point where you have to deal with the food.
And then it's, you know, you made sandwiches. They looked good when you left. Now they're all sweaty.
Oh, cheese sweat, the worst.
Very overrated activity.
Very overrated.
I'm on the low end of huge bore, but I'm definitely in the boring category.
Oh, you did? You got up in the 24s?
I got 24. Right. And the highest category is 36 to 24. As they used to say in Beatnik days, you're Dullsville, man. This is a shame because you're probably an intelligent and fairly cool person. I'll take fairly. Part of the trick of being interesting is to be interested in the lives and actions of those around you. It also means taking a chance occasionally. Playing it safe is the way to go behind the wheel of a car. But not necessarily when you're ordering a sandwich. So we didn't talk about any of the questions that are like, do you listen to other people? Are you aware of the world around you? But part of that is included in the quiz of determining boringness.
Your parents give you a beagle. Do you name it A, Snoopy, B, Sacagawea, or C, Melvin?
Melvin.
Yeah. We all went Melvin.
Yeah. I don't think that makes us that interesting, though.
No. Also, Sacagawea. Like, what are you doing? You don't do that.
No.
Who does this?
No.
Dave, what'd you get?
This is my beagle, Martin Luther King.
So So you're saying you have no idea where you fell because you didn't even bother to count them up?
Yeah, because I disagree with their scale here. So I'm, okay. I'm passive resistance, me and my beagle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? That's not boring, Dave. Not, 0 points for you.
Thank you.
I barely got into the normals, the normies. Oh. The, good for you. Like, yeah. I have 12 points, which is as low as you can score and be in the middle, which is good news. You're not a crashing bore. That's your friend who fell into the previous category. Sorry, Tara.
Are you sure about your math? Because the first couple sentences of the one that you just missed out on really feels like Pam.
I know.
But are you having too much fun?
I'll go ahead and read it. This is me. I don't know how I got 12 because the true answer is down here. You're a regular fiesta on wheels, but are you too much fun?
Right now on the actual podcast, there's fiesta music playing in the background, just so you know.
Also, you don't have to add the word fun. I know I'm too much. Always looking for the next new thrill can be a way to avoid really knowing anybody else or yourself besides... Even being the life of the party gets predictable and, yes, boring. Why risk that when you're otherwise so perfectly fascinating? Thanks, Seth.
Before we get into the calls, I have a correction that was called out on our social media. All the stuff that I said in our previous episode about Chandra North was actually about Chandra West. So Chandra West is the one who is an actor who is married to Mary Tyler Moore's former stepson. Chandra North, totally different person. I feel like it's on the Chandras for having both cardinal point names. What was I supposed to do? Of course you would get them mixed up. They both are probably getting mixed up with each other all the time. Anyway, sorry. Thank you for the correction. Let's hear some calls, starting with Courtney.
Hey there, Tara, Pam, and Dave. It's Courtney from Stanford. I just finished The Teen Life from May 1991. And while I always miss Pam when she's away, I just wanted to say that it's kind of nice to hear the Tara and Dave dynamic alone, because you guys seem to have been married a long time and lived together a long time and worked together a really long time. And it's really nice to hear two people who have been together that long and know each other that well still sound like they enjoy talking and hanging out with each other. So that's a fun dynamic. But I do hope Pam is back for the next episode. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right. Before we get into the content of the call, let's all try to figure out where she lives. Here's the thing again. All right. Listen carefully.
Hey there, Tara, Pam, and Dave. It's Courtney from
Michigan.
Just finished the...
I'm here in Scranton. I think it's Scranton. Scranton.
It sounds Scranton-y.
Anyway, I know the quality on that one was a little garbled, but it's important for us to have listened to it, not only because of the compliment to Pam, but she is right. We have been married a long time. We have been married, what year is this? 25. We've been married 28 years.
My God.
And have known each other for 30. Mm-hmm. Just over 30.
Took about 2 years to get married, according to my math.
It did.
Yeah. And you both have always, almost, worked from home.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like with each other. No, even correct. If it was in a different building, you went there together and then worked together.
It's never a moment's peace.
Never a moment. Just a couple of happily married bores.
Yeah. Basically.
That's right.
So thanks for noticing.
Let's get matching shirts with that on.
It's my favorite. What a couple of role models. Mm.
Very well, impressive. Thank you, Courtney. It was very nice across the board.
Let's hear number two from Bezor Laura.
Hi, listener to Sassy. It's Bezor Laura. I was listening to the segment where you're talking about breast discharge, and Dave said that the lady body has the most disgusting thing. First of all, men can get breast discharge too.
Yeah, Dave.
But then I immediately in my head came up with like a list of 25 things that men get but women do not get. So if you want to have like a really disgusting advent calendar this holiday season, let me know. I could throw those all on a piece of paper.
Man vent.
Or I could try to keep thinking of them and maybe we could do something like, you know, we didn't start the fire sort of listing of things away.
I think Bezor Laura, all you have to do is do a Letterman-esque top 10 list for us and send it in and we can put sound effects. And
I would call it a dadvent calendar.
Dadvent.
Oh, I was going to say gagvent.
Both good.
All right.
I stand corrected. Fine.
No, they can all win.
Everybody wins. Everybody's disgusting.
It's not a competition.
Everybody's got ooze and pus and gross stuff coming out of everywhere.
Yeah.
Congratulations to humanity.
Let's move on to the pop culture questions then, starting with number three, Megan.
Why am I a total queerball spaz head? Is a quote that was at the focal point of a word collage that I put together in the summer of 1991 that I hung on my dorm room wall for an entire year. Kevin Coogan forever.
Who is that?
I think we know who. She didn't say her name, but I guessed.
Yeah. That was very small print.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you make that the focal point of a collage?
Maybe you just put...
A lot of arrows?
Yeah, arrows, or you could put, you know...
the crazy red string all leads to Spazball.
Colored circles. Mm-hmm. You could set it aside. I don't doubt this caller, who may or may not be Megan's, artistic talent for building this.
Sure, sure.
All right, let's move on to number four.
Hey, Tamara, Pam, and Dave. This is Pam. One, I'm calling the Sassy Hotline to find out if it does cost like $2 a minute. Do not ask my parents.
Is that me? Yes. That doesn't sound like me at all.
So I'm listening to your show, and I guess the part where you're talking about the Doors, and I just need to tell a very fast story that Dave might cut anyway, even though this is a slumber party episode, and you guys tend to be kind of generous to the callers, maybe more so than you are to the Pams. But I like going to see the Doors. Neither of you saw it, so I don't know. Maybe it was just different in Canada. When the Doors came out, it was flat on, like, it was an event. It was like the film you had to see. It was like Batman level excitement in young teenagehood. Like, I don't even know why we were all just suddenly listening to the Doors again, discovering Jim Morrison. And if you move all the letters around, that's Mr. Mojo Rising and all this shit. And we were very Oliver Stoney. Anyway, so I made big plans to go see the Doors. And of course, it's rated R, so I could not buy a ticket to see the Doors, but I was with someone who was like, don't even worry, I'm totally going to sneak in, but this is going to be fun. And I got a ticket for an Elizabeth McGovern movie, and it's not called Hers, Mine, and Ours. Also, it has maybe Kevin Bacon. She's out of control. I can't remember. Tara will know immediately.
Pause
what
it.
I'm not remembering. But anyway,
he said, she said.
And it was like PG-13 or whatever. So the boys, it's me and a girlfriend and two boys, and the boys go first because we thought we'd look younger as a group. And the boys get in. They kind of go in like during the changeover of popcorn and stuff. And we're at concessions getting food. It might be because we have the money. And then we walk in to go in, and the ticket guy was like, can I see your tickets? What you need to know is also they were being very clear that no one under 18 would be allowed inside this film at all. It was like the dirtiest film anybody could conceive of, because there were rumors that you would see Val Kilmer's penis, or maybe there was a blowjob. There was like real sex in there. So they were not letting any youth see this corrupted film. So, of course, you'll get stopped. And then they're like, can I see your ticket? And I was like, just trying to like have my finger over the words, like, easier, whatever. It didn't work. And they were like, that movie's, over there. You can't come in here. This is the Doors. And so somehow the boys knew that. I don't remember this anymore, but the boys knew that we didn't get in. And they were like, yeah, but we did. So see you in 2.5 hours. And we did not see the movie because I don't even know that, or it doesn't matter. I just remember we left. And this movie theater was in a strip mall. So
there's more. Dave.
There. The point is, I sat outside for the length of the Doors plus trailers on a curb in the dark with no ride, no phones, nothing. Just not, no boy. And then the Doors stayed cool for like years. So I did, of course, see it once I, got older. We watched it over and over again until we had Natural Born Killers. It was all we had until Natural Born Killers. It's amazing how little I think about Oliver Stone now. Or the Doors, quite honestly. The Crystal Ship was like one of my songs with one of my boyfriends. This is ridiculous. I never listened to the Doors at all.
the sound of organs makes me, maybe I have some trauma. Anyway, Ted and Susan forever.
Hello, it was Megan again. I see now.
My favorite part of that is that when you pick up in the second recording, I'm not sure that you realize the first one got cut off because you're mid-sentence.
Of course, I had to call again.
But you're still mid-sentence at the beginning of the second clip, and I don't understand.
I think it must have clipped me off because I know I began with like, oh, how dares. That's all I said was, how dares. I do remember that. And then I kept going.
Okay.
That doesn't sound like, that's what I sound like?
No.
Awful.
That is not what I sound like to me.
Yeah. That's what it's going to sound like in 20 years.
Yeah. No one sounds like themselves on the phone. Did you have more to say about the Doors?
How could I possibly? How could I possibly?
Tara, wrong question.
Okay. So I have less to say. I now have less to say.
ChatGPT, please summarize Pam. Oh, God. Even it can't.
Oh, God. They really wouldn't let you in. They acted like it was the most X-rated film that had ever been released.
Do you see his wang?
Yeah, that's...
No, in an elevator. No, you don't, right? Like, someone's going...
I've never seen it.
Right. You two haven't seen it.
It's a like door, poison.
An elevator opens up, and he's getting a blowjob in the elevator. If memory serves, I haven't seen this film in a very long time. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't think so. Okay. Chat. There's a scene in an elevator where the camera pans down to a topless woman near Morrison's crotch, implying oral sex. And lots of topless women, full frontal nudity and sexual acts between characters. Yeah, that's it.
Well, I've seen all those things. Big deal.
Certainly by the time you're 16.
True, yeah. Let's hear the Fashion Etc. calls, starting with number 6.
Hey, Pam, Tara, and Dave. This is Emily from New York. Just wanted to respond to the vest article in the April 91 fashion episode. I definitely crafted my own vest. I didn't steal from my mother. I stole from my father. The vests out of his three-piece suits, which he no longer wore as three-piece suits in 1991. I took the vests and added some small silk flowers to the pockets. I had to use those little grippy things that would, like, there were pieces of elastic with little clips on either end that little kids use to make sure their mittens don't get lost. But I used it on the back of the vest because, again, this was my father's vest and he was a 300-pound man and I was a almost 13-year-old heading into my bat mitzvah. So you can only imagine how oversized this was on me. But I did craft and add some very stylish floral arrangements and various other craft items. I think there was one version with buttons, a lot of buttons that were sewn onto the pockets of the vest to make them unique and exciting. Suffice it to say, I was not one of the cool girls in middle school in 1991, which is how old I was then. I was the girl known for being a little funky, which in 91 in suburban New Jersey was not who you wanted to be, but it started my love of thrifting and finding the joy in things that other people don't necessarily always love. I have no pictures, thank God. keep up the good work. Dave, I've got 4 tampons in right now.
Wow. Neat.
Wow.
The old quad stuff.
That's number wang.
Leaving it just oversized might have been okay, because one of the best outfits that Winona Ryder wears in Heathers, in my opinion, is a t-shirt, giant oversized vest, and leggings in the scene where they go kill the first Heathers. Spoiler. You could still do that now, maybe. Probably not a bar mitzvah girl anymore, I would think. Next! Courtney's back. Clip 7.
Hey, it's Courtney from Michigan again. And so I just listened to the Fashion Etc. from May 1991. And you know what? I stand by my earlier comments about Tara and Dave and their dynamic on mic. And I'm sure even, you know, all couples eventually have little tiffs about being outside or not outside. And it's totally fine, right? Like, it's just completely fine. Everything's fine, I'm sure. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to say is I have a caution for caution number 5, I think we're up to, for dyeing your hair with Kool-Aid. That Kool-Aid mixture also will stain your skin, so you should definitely not let the Kool-Aid water run over your face as you're pouring it overhead, because I know a guy who dyed his whole face green, and it took more than two washings to get it out. So, yeah, be real careful using the Kool-Aid to dye your hair. Okay, guys, talk to you later. Hope you go outside soon, Tara. Okay, bye.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I go outside fine, okay? A fine normal amount, but I do have to say I had a dream the other night that I was friends with Johnny Knoxville. This is all true. And we were just hanging out. And as he was leaving, I was like hugging him goodbye. And he leaned in and said in my ear, you should get outside more. clearly this conversation lodged itself in my subconscious that even Johnny Knoxville, someone I don't consider a role model on most counts, thought in my brain.
He dared you to go outside.
He did.
You know, it would be so scary and crazy.
Leave your house. Yeah. I'm Tara Ariano, and this is Going Outside. Anyway, thank you. I went out on Saturday. You saw me.
Oh, yeah. You went right in the car to your destination and then back again.
Let's hear from call number 8.
Hi. Caroline from Luxembourg here with a question sort of about Kmart, but the Kmart related, I guess. Anyhow, last episode, you guys were talking about the Kmart like ad spread and how the clothes, like even if they didn't have Kmart like all over the damn place, they looked like they were from Kmart. Like it was obvious, like this is Kmart. So my question, was Kmart an insult at elementary schools and junior highs, probably too, everywhere? Or was that just like a my town thing? Because like if somebody in my elementary school told me I was wearing Kmart shoes, I would want to like dig a hole and bury myself. Like there was no coming back from being a kid who wore Kmart shoes, even though like I obviously was wearing Kmart shoes because the kids grew really fast and my parents were kind of broke. But anyhow, like was this just Port Huron? Was this everywhere? Like who... Did I make it up? I might have made it up. Anyhow, love the show. Kevin Coogan forever. Thanks. Bye.
Pam should answer this one first because she lived in a land where there was Kmart.
Well, I feel like it was part of a known taunt that went, you know, you did something. You shop at Kmart. Like I remember that. I just Googled, like, was that an Eddie Murphy thing? But it doesn't look like it. But I do remember you shop at Kmart being a thing.
I mean, I've told the story before about the label whores in my grade 8 and 9 classes wearing their shirts inside out and backwards so that you could see the labels right under their chins, like psychos.
So weird.
But it is still so weird. In Regina, though, the embarrassing stores to shop at were Army and Navy.
I'm surprised every time.
Don't know how.
It's been 25
years. It literally has been 25 years. Anyway, Army and Navy, and then Co-op, which was like, I think it must have been related to the Co-op board, but like the wheat board. But they also had discount stores like that were even cheaper than Zellers, Dave, if you can imagine.
Wow.
They were even more junky.
And
than
Zellers
that.
Is spelled with a Z. So,
yeah.
Geez.
Exactly.
I found a whole Reddit thread.
Oh, okay.
Of people getting made fun of for shopping at Kmart as kids. And one had a different song that was Kmart, Kmart is your store. You go there because you're poor.
Ooh.
Yeah, that like it was a whole thing when all of a sudden there was Martha Stewart at Kmart. And you'd be like, see?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next category. These are all just basically calls about calls. Whatever the original topic was, I could not trace it back to any particular category. So let's hear some follow-ups. Starting with number 9.
I did not know that we were doing tell us about gross thing you found in place it shouldn't be and your inappropriate or unfortunate continued encounter or whatever. How much of the fried Band-Aid did you eat or whatever? This is Sarah from Indianapolis. We used to have a season pass for a couple of years to take our kids to Kings Island in Cincinnati. We live in Indianapolis. So it's like an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe to get there. With children means that everything takes longer. Everything, like you have to take a whole wagon, load everything up. Like there's a lot involved. And they have a water park. It's a fun water park. As any, you know, major amusement park and water park, there's a, what's the changing room. And the changing rooms are separate from the bathrooms. Like there's no toilet. There is a drain because, you know, you can do the, what's it called? Shower off. And this particular occasion, it was just my friend and I taking our kids. Like, so none of the dads were there. So the, you know, two moms and like between us, I don't know, there were like way too many kids, like probably seven. We had all of our kids. We had like seven kids with us, which just, you know, the math, it doesn't make sense anyway. That's like not even fair. Like zone defense doesn't even work. Anyway, we I take two of my kids into the changing room. The younger ones, and it smelled, I mean, it just smelled like someone, I was like, man, it smelled like somebody pooped on the floor in here. Like, wow. And little did I know that the changing stall that we went into was apparently where the somebody pooped in the changing room event occurred. And I still didn't realize that, because I was like, man, it just really smells like there's a turd right under my nose. And then there was, which I found out when I turned around and it's holding it out to me. In her bare hand, look what I found. I'm just trying to processing that. So I was like, oh my God, put it down. So put it down. And then because it's a wet area, you know, the floor's all wet. My kids didn't have their Crocs on anymore because they were trying to change into their swimsuits. So they have their bare feet. I still have my sandals on. It's a wet area. And then I assume someone who is accidentally pooping in the shower or changing area and not in the bathroom. I couldn't hold it any longer type of situation. And so it wasn't exactly what you would call like a fully solid, rock solid.
My God.
Person who's dehydrated type of turd. Jesus, it was more of a mushy. And so you know what happens with the mushy turd? It gets everywhere. You put it on your hand. There's like a sludge or something, like a slime. So we had.
There's more. Let's go to the next clip. Clipped in.
Sorry, I got cut off on that last one. I can't believe it would cut me off right in the middle of talking about a stranger's turd slime, but whatever. Stranger's turd slime all over not only this changing room, but my child's hand and then both of my children's feet. And then the child who had picked it up wiped it off on his pants. And again, we're not like close to home. I'm not going to drive 2 hours back home to get him a change and did the best we could. Anyway. It's kind of good that I got cut off on that last one because I was once again experiencing that, you know, throw up in your mouth a little bit just thinking about it, because it was a multi-sensory experience. The smell, the visual, the like just taking in all of the things at once of what are you holding? Oh, my God. Like it smells like a turd in here. What are you holding? Oh, my God. Put it down. The splashing of the turd slime up on. With the watery turd slime water.
Wow.
Up on my legs, up on my children's feet, all over their clothes. So anyway, we rinsed off real good and we used hand sanitizer as in all the areas that we could. And we still had a fun day at the park. Turd slime.
Gross. Gross. God.
Pam, that's... you happy with those calls, Pam?
I don't want to hear shit about the doors. That was a lot.
Yeah. I'm glad we gave Sarah an outlet to tell that story because it clearly was something that just rewired her forever mm-hmm. on an essential level.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that's a mission statement of this podcast.
Well,
5 minute call about the time your kid picked up a piece of shit.
But are you mad you heard it?
It is well, the spirit of a slumber party.
It was kind of long for what it was.
She was building suspense.
I don't know if we needed that level of detail. Pam's fading into the bush Homer Simpson style right now.
I didn't take three calls for mine is all I'm going to say. I got in and got out.
Yeah,
oh, she didn't either. God. This next one is a different Sarah. Let's hear it.
Oh,
number
I'm
11.
So sorry. Okay.
Guys, I actually just paused listening to a podcast because... there's got to be a word for the fear of frosted glass. That actually set my teeth on edge as you're talking about it right now. Oh, this is Sarah from Evanston. I am so happy that you are back, but seriously, my jaw hurts just thinking about frosted glass. Perhaps the Germans have a word for it. All right. Anyway, glad that you're back. Back to listening. Bye.
Well, it's nice to know you're not alone.
Guess what?
What?
You're really not alone. Let's hear clip 12.
Hey, guys. This is Jenny near Chicago. I just finished listening to the May 91 Teen Life episode, and there are two tactile things I absolutely hate. One is emery boards. I cannot use them, have never been able to use them. Even now, if I have a snag or need to, you know, do something with my nails, I use one of those buffer type things, not a regular emery board. Cannot do it. The other thing I hate is frosty glasses. I've never known anyone else to hate those. So Dave, you and I are on the same wavelength. One other thing I cannot stand is chalk, especially the idea of fingernails on chalk. Not fingernails on chalkboard. Don't care about that. Fingernails on chalk. The idea of it sends shivers down my spine. Cannot stand it. So Dave, how do you feel about that?
Just fingernails on chalk?
Just touching chalk like with your hand as if you're going to go write something with a piece of chalk.
Yeah, I kind of see it. It doesn't bother me so much, but there is sort of a micro grain quality to it. It's too fine and it sort of is in that frosted glass, I don't know what it is, mini glass particle sort of realm. So I think it's a piece with that. It doesn't bother me personally, but I understand. I understand, Jenny. Mm-hmm. And I'm here with you in your moment of chalk despair.
The internet says there's no name for this, but that you may want to see a therapist and have some cognitive behavioral therapy
The Therapist Guild of America? You don't like the texture or something? You must be fucked up. Here's some pills.
It says the phenomenon is caused by frequencies between 2,000 and 5,000 hertz, which are amplified by the shape of the human ear canal.
What are we talking about here?
The sounds of certain emery boards may hit this sensitive frequency range, causing a visceral reaction like shivering. And chalk, that's nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about frosted glass. It's not the sound of frosted glass because it doesn't really make a sound. It's definitely the tactile sensation of it, which I got to stop talking about because it's giving me the oogie boogies.
Yes, the other Sarah is very upset. This is not what she wanted. We're opening up the June 1991 issue and talking about its teen life topics. Travel to Antarctica, hang out with some couples being couple-y, chill out, and more. For my plug this week, Chad Powers, the new show on Hulu, is, I would say, of a piece with a lot of, quote, classic, unquote, comedy movies of the 80s and 90s. Your Soul Man, You're Just One of the Guys, Your Mrs. Doubtfire, something where someone is transforming their look to fool people, and so therefore that's why I'm plugging my coverage of that. So we talked about it on Extra Hot Great last week, our sister podcast, and I also reviewed it at Cracked, and you can find links to both of those in the show notes.
Glenn Powell and blackface, is that what you're trying to tell us?
No.
Because bad choice.
Well,
you can follow Tara at Tara Arion on Blue Sky. Pam is at Pamela Ribbon. I am Cole.FYI. You can follow the show at ListenToSassy.com. You can support us on Patreon. $5 a month will get you perks like going on our Discord, the chat about whatever, plus, of course, those cover-to-cover PDF scans of the issue we're talking about and all the past issues we have talked about.
You can also call us. Our hotline is 720-SASSY-GO. Leave us a voicemail about the show or the magazine, and we may play it on a future episode just like this one. Please keep your shit to yourself, though. You can find more information about the podcast, links to our visual aids, and contact info for all of us at our website, listentosassy.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
I'm surprised every time.
Don't know how.
It's been 25 years.
It literally has been 25 years.